Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Remember Toby, the HR, the human resources guy from the office?
Toby is in HR, which technically means he works for corporate. So he's really not a part of our family.
He's branded by the office manager, Michael Scott, as the no fun police. Mm-hmm. And if we're being honest, sometimes HR gets that rap. Well, human resources management company called Stratus HR does have a timely blog. It's about the office Halloween party, which we have here at Good Karma Brands Milwaukee tonight.
That's
now,
right.
Ours is, I will note, kid-friendly. You're supposed to bring your kids by for trick-or-treat. ESPN's Jen Latta in the house today. Have you done that before here for the company?
Brought my kids?
Yeah.
They love it. They want to go every year. Every year they ask me, when do we get to go to your work for Halloween?
Well, that makes me feel bad because you guys would be surprised to know I've not helped or assisted or been remotely interested in this.
Yes, but it's been a raging success. So you know what? Stay away.
Yes.
Okay, well, so back to this HR firm that put this blog out. They have some recommendations for how to keep your workplace Halloween party classy. In fact, that's item number one on their top 10. Keep it classy. Avoid any outfits that are skin-bearing, risque, or gory.
So no sexy pizza.
No sexy nurse.
Sexy pizza.
You haven't seen that costume?
That was a thing one year.
I'm very interested in how that comes together.
Yeah, that didn't do it for
just
me.
Just a couple pieces of pepperoni or what? What are we talking here?
I'll send you
more
a
than
link.
A couple, I hope. Here's number two. Stay clear of tragic events and religious innuendo. You might be able to throw something, an outfit together, but it might offend others. Don't be offensive. Think outside your sense. I like this one. This one speaks directly to me. Think outside your sense of humor to consider whether or not your costume
that's,
might offend someone.
That's tough.
That's where I fall down always.
I'm not good
in the
at
comedy
that either,
circuit,
yes.
Right? Like what? Hilarious.
Yeah.
You idiot.
What else do we got there? No, don't wear plastic body parts? I'm not even sure what that means. I like those costumes that you've seen on Instagram where they teach you how to like make it look like you're headless, but you're carrying
yes.
your head. Like they put a hanger
right?
over a
mm-hmm.
dress or a shirt and your head looks like it's on a platter or something. Like those are great.
Yeah. Kids love those.
They do.
Consider your job. Even though it's Halloween, think about the message you're conveying if you're dressed as a pack of cigarettes while teaching school or informing a patient they have cancer while you're dressed as a clown.
Yes,
like, think about what you do and make sure it's appropriate.
Does it feel like
that
doesn't apply to us? Because I haven't dressed like a grown-up in years at this job.
Which is entirely appropriate for your show.
Correct. Thank you. I guess I feel like I understand these parameters, but I also feel like there are allowances made for Halloween, right? Like, if I dress up as a clown on Halloween, is that some sort of representation of my actual person? Oh, don't answer that. Actually, let me come up with
statement
a different
withdrawn.
Example.
Oh, hold on.
I withdraw that statement, Your Honor. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Halloween. The whole point is dress up, right?
That's
my
true.
Husband has gotten on my case because year in and year out, I dress like some version of a man. I have gone as Vince Lombardi. I have gone as Stewie from
okay.
Family Guy. I have gone, you know, like gentleman characters as opposed to lady
but
characters.
But not sexy Vince Lombardi. Normal
not, man.
Vince
no,
Lombardi.
Don't do it.
You know
he,
what?
Geez.
I have not decided on my costume this year.
Just
so
asking.
You know what, Eric? Nailed it.
Please no.
You know, that's some representation of me. I don't want to be a dude. Perfectly happy being a lady,
sure.
You know? But like, anyway, the point is, I think, again, there should be allowances made for Halloween. You understand that it's make-believe. You understand that it's pretend. You know, I don't want to attach too much to it.
That's interesting, though, because one of the ones that we saw, one of the other HR ones, was, hey, don't be trying to dress gender, right? They didn't want you dressing
like gender
as
gender-bending dressing can be controversial
right, because
now because it could be perceived
yeah,
as
making fun
mocking
of or
those
mocking.
Who are gender transitioning or whatnot.
Which is crazy because if you are a giant Dolly Parton fan and you want to be Dolly Parton for Halloween, all of a sudden you have to worry about that potentially offending somebody if you're dressing as Dolly Parton. Like,
well,
again,
how are you dressing as Dolly Parton?
The
what
problem,
are you doing?
Guys, is that the spectrum is wide. So we're all just going to throw sheets on, cut some holes in it, and have a day.
Boo, I'm a ghost.
And you're a ghost, and you're a ghost, and he's a ghost, and she's a
Here's
ghost.
Here's one more for you. Number 10, don't dress up as your coworker. It may be funny to some. Your coworker might not find it.
I did that last year.
You literally did that last year. Your boss,
as,
no less.
I dressed up as my boss.
I love it.
With gray hair, though. It made him grayed because he's already stressed.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see what you come up with, Jen.
I don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween this year. Oh, I went as Dusty from Stranger Things one year. That was a
good one.
I went as Mike Gundy, the head coach at Oklahoma State with the mullet. I'm a man. I'm 40. Exactly. So anyway, I'll think of something.
We are going to make a do not mock list, okay? Anything that we think might be out of bounds, we put on this list.